Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today is August 31st. The war after 20 years in Afghanistan is over, our longest, and the Americans are out. And it appears as though the evacuations are over. What happens to the remaining Afghanis who are friendly to us and want to get out? What do we do with them? I'm not exactly sure how you determine who you let out. Is it just the translators? Is it the translators and their families and their extended families? What about the other people? There are three categories or descriptions of the Afghanis that we are trying to get out, or at least were. How wide should that net be cast, and at whose expense, and what happens to them when they get here? All questions I'm glad I don't have to answer. But you may recall the story of Chris McClanathan, who was in the paper last week and visited with us a couple of times. He is the veteran of the war in Afghanistan from 10 years ago, who recollected a translator who was helpful to him. He stayed in not very good touch with him, but close enough. And then a couple of weeks ago, when this all started to go down, he texted him, and immediately his friend responded and said, "I need help." That soldier is Chris McClanathan. He joins us again on WGN. Hey, Chris, it's John. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing all that you've done, both originally in your service and then in your attempts to help this friend of yours. What's the latest?
Well, unfortunately, the good news is he's still safe. So that's the good news. The bad news is, unfortunately, like thousands of other interpreters who helped us out, he's been left behind. So we're kind of scrambling to find a plan B and what that might look like.
What's going to happen? Is the U.S. still going to try and get him out, or is it over now, as far as you know?
As far as the official evacuation effort, that's over, as far as I know. From what I know, that there's still going to be working around the clock on the special visa application.
Right.
So hopefully that will do something. But as it doesn't look like we're going to have a presence in Afghanistan, at least not for a while, even if he gets the visa, how exactly he's going to get out of the country is still unclear.
But he does have that SVA? He does have the special visa, right?
He has applied for it, and like thousands of others, has been told that, yes, he qualifies. And they have all their documents, but their applications sometimes languish for months or years in the bureaucracy.
There are agencies, some of which have headquarters or agents in Chicago, the Heartland Alliance, the Jewish Federation of Metropolitan Chicago. They're working to get some of these Afghanis out. Have you been in contact with them? Have they reached out to you?
Not those organizations in particular, but many have.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times there's limited, it's limited what they can do, but
yeah,
anything is helpful.
Do you need money?
We never know what's going to lead to the big breakthrough that really gets them out. So yeah, any avenue we have to pursue.
Well, I just imagine a scene where he scrambles away somewhere, gets on an airplane and flies out. I don't know if that's a plane leaving Afghanistan or he crosses a border. Is money an issue at all in his hope here, Chris?
Before it wasn't, as we were hoping to get him on a flight, right, but now it probably will be. So we will probably be exploring some fundraising options in the near future to try and cover either flights or, you know, bribes over land, as yeah, you have to do over there, yeah, or whatever that might involve.
Let's do this. I'm going to let you go today, Chris, but let's stay in touch. And if there's any way that you could enable us to text back and forth or email back and forth to him, or for that matter, talk to him. But I know these are real people with real personalities, with real families. You've told us about him in the past, an outgoing, nice, generous, friendly, helpful guy who put his life and his family's lives at risk for us. So I'd like to know more about him. And if we can help down the road, we sure will, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can, you know, we can work something out. Definitely.
Okay. Talk to producer Aleph off the air and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Thank you, John. I appreciate all your help.